Well, overall, that was actually a success in the end. Plugged it all in. As you see, there's a bit of gameplay footage there. It's working just fine, as expected. What I did off-camera, too, is I also did the audio using the breakout board. But as I've previously shown, with my new audio upgrade that I did for the cabinet previously, that just takes an RCA cable. So it's RCA to RCA. There's nothing fancy for that. It's just a bog-standard cable that I bought online. So I didn't figure that was really important to show. I believe at this point that means the only thing I have left to do to get rid of the JAMA harness is just power to the JAMA switcher. So I haven't thought about how I want to do that yet. I want to go back and look at the JAMA switcher. I think it actually has an auxiliary power connector on it. If that's the case, I just need to get the right connectors and then get that wired up. So keep an eye out for that in the sometime in the future. I don't know when yet because I'm going to do that down the road. But for today, I received two other boards that are destined for this arcade cab. The next two projects are sitting right in front of me. They arrived while I was working on the monitor. So stay tuned because each one of these is going to be really, really fun. And at least one of them, hopefully won't take more than just a few minutes to get installed and working. Famous last words. Anyway, until next time, later, y'all.